The End of Abortion by Ross Ondacon on May 7th, 2022. This week marked a major development in the ongoing battle to bring about an end to abortion in this world. As I'm sure you are all aware, news broke via a leaked document that the Supreme Court of the United States is planning to strike down Roe v. Wade. If this truly comes to pass, this will be historic, an amazing answer to countless prayers, mine included. Roe v. Wade has served as the precedent and the justification for the murder of about 60 million babies in the United States. That's around 1 million people per year on average. This is horrific. Abortion is one of the darkest things that one could think about in this world. To imagine the willful killing of a helpless baby in the safe place of her mother's womb can send a shiver up your spine. How monstrous. How anti-maternal, how anti-life, how anti-gospel. You see, the gospel tells the great story of the one who gave up his life for the weak and helpless. Abortion tells the story of one sacrificing the weak and helpless to preserve her own life and his own life. And here we have the first good news in a long time in the long fight to put an end to abortion. I am under no illusions that this will stop all abortion in the U.S. immediately. However, it will certainly put a dent in this Holocaust. Most likely, this will create an increasingly divided America where there are abortion states and no abortion states. It will not bring a complete and instantaneous end to abortion in the U.S., but it sure forces the issue to the front. Everyone is facing this yet again. It has been bracing to see the renewed zeal of the pro-choice crowd as they react to this news. Their reaction can be described in one word: bloodthirsty. They cannot bear the thought of a world without abortion. Why is that? I mean, why can't they be more modest about this? Return to their former adage: abortion should be safe, legal, and rare. That would be at least a less shocking sentiment, though heartless and hateful still. But that is not their position anymore. They want to shout their abortions, glory in them, live stream them, defend abortion with a bold face. You see, for them, this is religious. Like the pagans of yesteryear, this is their blood sacrifice to their god. That god is no longer named Moloch. He is called Self. My body, my choice, they say. Abortion is my right, they say. As I'm sure someone else noted first, secular humanism is the religion, and abortion is their blood sacrament. But back to the point at hand, this has been good news from down south, and this has brought about a much-needed reminder for us all. Sadly, here we have seen our government officials double down on their pro-abortion stance. The BC finance minister even declared that abortion would only end over her dead body. Unfortunate choice of words, one would think. But even there, we can see how this news has affected us up north. The issue is again on the table. So, what can we do? We ought to be praying and working for an end to abortion in our world today, especially here in our own country of Canada. We are told in the book of Proverbs 24, verses 11 to 12, "Rescue those who are being taken away to death. Hold back those who are stumbling to the slaughter. If you say, 'Behold, we did not know this,' does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who keeps watch over your soul know it? And will he not repay man according to his work?" Surely we can't be silent. Surely we must pray and act. Like William Wilberforce of the late 18th century, we should labor for the abolition of such an evil in our world, indeed, in our own land. Wilberforce sought the end of the African slave trade. We should seek the end of the slaughter of our unborn children. Both grave evils. Yet one is still with us today. Wilberforce said, "So enormous, so dreadful, so irremediable did the slave trade's wickedness appear that my own mind was completely made up for abolition. Let the consequences be what they would, I from this time determined that I would never rest until I had effected its abolition, end quote. The amazing thing to consider is that by God's grace, Wilberforce did end slavery in the British Empire. I mean, he actually did it. Do you think that by God's grace, Christians in the West could end abortion? I believe it can be done. In fact, I believe it will be done. Let us pray in faith and labor as we are able to bring about the end of abortion.